Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, June 29th, 2016. This is episode 169 of The Big Show, and thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate the fact you tune in every week. Now, we've been talking a lot the last few weeks about the future of marketing and how marketers can keep up and all that. And I want to shift focus just a little bit and instead talk about something that's very relevant to today. I got an email from Stephen in London, and Stephen wrote a really, really nice email. Stephen, thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate that. But Stephen wants to know about podcasting, actually, and wants to know, with the rise of content marketing, is podcasting an effective medium, or can it be an effective medium? Is it something that we're going to see be a bigger trend over time? Is it something that's going to be a smaller trend? Basically, what's going on with podcasting, and is it something that, you know, Stephen's business should consider, and by extension, yours too? And I always hate to answer these questions by saying, it depends. Though it depends. But what I will say is, maybe, yeah, maybe. Instead of saying, yes, you definitely should, or no, you definitely shouldn't, I want to talk a little bit about the arguments for podcasting and a bit about the arguments against podcasting, and then maybe wrap it up with some tips for how you might be most effective if you consider podcasting for your business. So first off, let's start off with Stephen's basic premise, which is about content marketing. Now, anyone who's listened to the podcast for any period of time or reads the blog over at timpeter.com/blog knows that I am extremely bullish on content marketing and think content marketing plays an enormous role in how you need to connect with your customers, not just today, but as we go forward over the next couple of years. And as content marketing gets more competitive, it gets increasingly hard to separate yourself from the pack. So podcasting certainly has a place in some cases if it's something that many of your competitors haven't yet done, with a caveat that I'm going to come to in a moment. There's also been a ton of movement around podcasting lately. Scripps made a big investment into Stitcher Radio. Twitter has invested into SoundCloud. So it seems like we're beginning to see some real traction around podcasting overall in a way that hadn't really happened up until now. The traffic numbers can be very good. I'm speaking just for myself and one client. I have to be very anonymous about this because it's the only client who's doing podcasting, and I'm not supposed to share that. I'm not supposed to share who they are. I can certainly share that I have a client who does podcasting. But I can say the traffic numbers have been very encouraging. And one of the things that we're seeing is there's research from, I don't know how you pronounce the name. I don't know if it's Regalex, but Marketing Charts has their data that shows that many B2B marketers find it highly effective. It was ranked as third most effective by those marketers that they surveyed, behind only research reports and blog posts. Now, they did claim in that same research that it was among the more difficult things to create, behind research reports, for one thing. Which I find really surprising. I'm going to be very candid about this. I think doing a podcast is really simple. It does require some technology. It does require some tools. But you can make a fairly reasonable podcast, a fairly credible podcast, without a ton of investments. I always put in the show notes the tools that I use. And I mean, I think the entire setup is, you know, maybe $1,000 or something like that. You can do it much less expensively. There are plenty of tools. You know, if you have something like GarageBand and just a couple of decent mics and some headphones and an adapter, you could probably be all in for, you know, in the hundreds of dollars. It's really not a big deal. So from that perspective, I'm not so sure it's that difficult once you get a little knowledge and get some things under your, you know, get a little bit of experience under your belt. You probably find it not quite so challenging as maybe the people who are brand new to it. One of the other things that I think is very important about podcasting is that it is a very loyal audience. Now, I said a moment ago that, you know, if you don't see many of your competitors using podcasting, that could be a good thing because it could be a green field for you. Of course, one of the reasons that they may not be doing it is maybe your customers aren't too into it yet. And that's one of the biggest arguments against it. It still has a fairly small audience overall. According to research from eMarketer, only about 40% of internet users say that they're familiar with podcasting, you know, using podcasts, listening to podcasts, etc., which 40% is a healthy chunk, but that means that there's 60% who really aren't that familiar with it. So it might be your competitors aren't doing it because your customers don't listen to them. But you really need to check for yourself, do a little research and see, is it something your customers would be open to? You know, float a trial balloon, test it. Go ahead and make a quick one and see if anybody downloads it and you get any play there. I will tell you, it does tend to be a fairly loyal audience. As I mentioned a moment ago, same research from eMarketer. 1/3 of listeners say that they listen more than once per week. 20 some odd percent say that they listen at least once a week, and another 30% listen 1 to 3 times per month. So that's a fairly engaged audience, even if you might be starting from a slightly smaller pool. Another great thing is it is a highly mobile audience. Again, going from data that I've seen, you know, on this podcast alone, at least 45% of the traffic we get is mobile. So it's actually a way for your customers to engage with your content when they're on the go. And I have seen, both with my client and with others, traffic as high as 70% coming from mobile. So if you're creating content and you want customers to engage with it when they're on the go, it could be an incredibly valuable and incredibly successful tool for you. Now, the other argument against, I mentioned obviously that it is still a surprisingly small audience. The other one that's highly related is that for customers, it's still more complicated as a process than it should be. You know, assume that somebody's listening on their phone. They need to have some sort of podcatcher, whether it's the podcast app on iTunes, or excuse me, on iPhone, whether it is Google Play. But they need to have a way to listen to podcasts using something like Overcast, using any of those various tools that exist out there. They have to install that. They then have to go and subscribe. That has to go out and it has to poll and find out when there's new items. It has to download that most of the time to their device so that they can listen while they're on their while they're on the go. And that's not quite as simple as just tapping a link and pulling up a web page, or tapping a link in an email, or reading a text, or seeing something on a social post. So I do think that that's a bit of a hurdle that might be holding podcasting back. I think as we get more into streaming over time, and as people get better and better data plans, we will likely see podcasts take off in a bigger way, and internet audio take off in a bigger way. But generally speaking, if your content needs to be accessed via mobile, if your competitors aren't there yet, if your customers are open to it, then I think you've got a lot of opportunity there to make a podcast work really well for your business. Now, some tips. One, There's a lot of research, and I will link to this in the show notes, that shows shorter appears to work a little better. As you all know, I try to keep these episodes to about 15 minutes or fewer, because we've actually seen that the longer the episode, the more people drop off as the episode goes along. Another thing is, use it as a way to reuse your content. One of the greatest tools in content marketing is taking things you've created once before and putting them to work in a new way. So if you have blog posts and research reports and presentations, or want to just discuss the news, a podcast can be a really great way to take that content and put it to work in a new format. And then the last tip I would have is, share the load. Get others involved in the conversation. I know that's kind of funny for a podcast where it's just me talking to you one-on-one, but there's a lot of value in, you know, having two people talking and creating a dialogue that can be really, really engaging for your listeners, particularly when it's a really honest and authentic and unguarded conversation. In my experience, those work very, very well, and candidly, it's something I'd like to do more of here at Thinks Out Loud. So, you know, if you have thoughts about that, please do let me know. I would love to hear them. So, is it time for your brand to start a podcast? Is it time for your business to start a podcast? I think the answer is a very definite maybe, yeah, which isn't meant to be non-committal, but you have to look at the arguments for, you have to look at the arguments against, and you have to say, yes, this makes sense for my brand, or maybe you're not quite there yet. But if you are, I think you will find you will get a very engaged, very mobile audience who really wants to listen to you, as long as you actually have something worth saying. And I'm sure you do. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for today's episode. But I want to remind you, you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have each episode delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you could provide a rating that lets other people know about the podcast. It would really help us out, and I'd really, really thank you. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, and just like Stephen in London did, you can send me an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I hope you have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend ahead, and enjoy the long holiday weekend if you're here in the States. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Thinks Out Loud. And until then, take care, everybody.